Yeah, last week of October, and a lot of people decorating for Halloween. I was going down Sunset on Saturday evening. A couple houses side by side just looked amazing. Lots of decorations. I think the warmer weather has a lot more people decorating for Halloween. And this, the last week of October, also the annual Poppy campaign will open up on Friday, run, of course, through a Remembrance Day. And some of the stories we're following this morning, our senior reporter Lisa Schick will again be in court today to cover a case that has captured frustration, gossip for nearly two decades in Regina. Misha Pavlik was killed at a grad party on May long in 06. And in last week's testimony, witnesses seemed to struggle with what really happened, remembering it almost 20 years ago. But we'll cover that all week long again, too. And boy, Hurricane Melissa really intensifying to a Category 5 storm. If you've ever traveled to Jamaica, it may not look the same if this thing actually hits the way they forecast it. Catastrophic conditions likely in some parts of Jamaica. Airports were all shut down on Saturday. French police have arrested two suspects in connection to last week's jewel heist at the Louvre in Paris, where millions in crown jewels were stolen. Police used DNA to find one of the guys after he abandoned a helmet, and they found the DNA in the helmet, and that's how they tracked this one down. And of course, the Blue Jays. Everyone's on the bandwagon, as I am right now, unless you're a true Blue Jays fan. But Max Scherzer is going to start game 3-4 tonight. You know how intense he can get. Remember that last series when manager John Schneider came to the mound to check out and see, you weren't sure if he was going to try and get him out of there or not, but he looked so intense. So yesterday in L.A., a media day, they asked the Jays whether or not they dare talk to Scherzer on game day. And apparently the first rule of Max Scherzer on game day is don't talk to Max Scherzer. But here's how Shane Bieber and Vladdy answered.
Do you talk to him on his start day?
No.
And when did you learn that?
I actually knew that before coming over here, thank God.
Do you talk to him?
No.
Does he scare you on his start days?
Yes.
Yeah, Vladdy says he scares me. Next up, Brendan Little and Jeff Hoffman offering some advice.
He says you can talk to him before he puts the headphones on, but I'm just not crazy.
You can talk to him until he puts his headphones on. If you try to talk to him with his headphones on,
yeah,
he will kill you.
He will kill you. Those eyes look so intense. Ty France shared his brush with Scherzer.
So I messed up. No one told me not to talk to him. He got out of a jam. I think it was in like the third inning. I went to high five him and walked right past me. So I patted him on the butt. And he had some choice words for me. And then we had a laugh after.
Max Scherzer with a start tonight. A fellow Jays talking about how they try to stay out of his way on game day. Yeah, Vladdy says hello. That's about it.
I just say hi when we get here and that's it. When he finished, you can talk to him. But when he ends in the mound,
Yeah, just let him be. Let him be. 6 o'clock start tonight. Hear it here live on 980 CJME. Yes. Can't wait. You know what? It was helpful for me on Saturday night. Went to watch one of the boys play hockey. So I'm watching the game and then, I got to get in the car and we could listen to it all the way. So when you're on the move, we're on the move with you. It really helps out. And of course, the Riders may have lost, but I thought they could have won that easily. They were up 18-10 when Trevor Harris left the game. Man, he's looking good. That ball was flying out of his fingertips. Looks like a good rest did him well. One of the more controversial plays of the game.
Rourke gets it away. Finds Hatcher looking for the end zone. Ball pops out, and it's going to be picked up by Campbell. He's going to go the other way. I thought I might have heard a whistle. Campbell's going to get it to midfield. Down to the 40. Now to the 30. Will they catch him? No!
Yeah, the Riders think they got a return TD, but because the ref blew the whistle after the fumble, the play was ruled dead. Riders get possession, but not the touchdown. It was still a five-point game. And the CFL command center, I don't know what they were looking at when Rourke threw to Hatcher there in the end zone. Possession, clearly? Really? It looked like it dragged on the turf, and that was enough for Darrell Davis to go nuts on the Green Zone postgame show.
An official blew the call on Tavon Campbell's return. I understand that he blew it too early on the field. Sometimes, you get excited, he made a mistake. I understand that. It's not reviewable. The problem I have was the Hatcher touchdown at the end, the game-winning touchdown that was initially called an incompletion by an official who was 10 feet away from it. Said, that's not a catch. Okay, let's go to review. This is what they put the God Center in to say it absolutely changes it. If I can absolutely say that it was a catch, I'm going to. The God Center, I don't know how they absolutely said it was a catch to overrule that. That's a game-winning touchdown. That's the one that I have more problem with. Yes, the guy made a mistake whistling Tavon Campbell down too early, but to make a mistake on a review, that is absolutely unacceptable, and it's the reason why the God Center in this league stinks to high heaven and should never be used again. That's how strongly I'm starting to think about it, and I'm seeing things from fans across the country. We're all calling it the God Center. What do you think that means about this thing? It means it's ridiculous. It's not the replay center. It's not the command center anymore. It takes over football games like God takes over the world, and that's the issue I have. I'm a longtime hockey ref, so a guy makes a mistake on the field, I can handle that because, okay, he said, you know what, I blew the whistle too early. He shouldn't have. It probably should have been blown if they thought it was a touchdown. But to have the review in place that allows you to look at it and say conclusive evidence, absolutely 100% irrefutable evidence that that was a catch, there was no such thing as irrefutable evidence. They cannot call that a touchdown catch. So it shouldn't have been a touchdown. It should have been called the original call was incompletion. Let's move on.
Oh, I don't think he took a breath. That was quite the rant, and some Rider fans would have agreed with Daryl on that one for sure. Coming up to 7 o'clock here, joining me now from the 980 CJME Newsroom is Kevin Martell, who... As a Mariners fan, I know you have enjoyed at least game one watching the Blue Jays.
What an intro, by the way, game one at Rogers Center.
That whole choir,
and man, I was just like, I think everybody else who watched that had to have been like, this is unbelievable what they've done.
Later, the Jonas Brothers appearance, that was kind of odd, but we don't need to go there. What I need you to do as a major baseball fan is explain to me why Colonel Sanders is sitting there, and what was the deal with that?
Man, I got to tell you, just watching who is behind home plate is entertainment all by itself.
It's like a circus.
Yeah, it is. It's just like everybody, like so many fun characters. So Colonel Sanders, there was a guy dressed up as Colonel Sanders, and if I'm not mistaken, it was actually placed there by KFC to promote, I think, a new product.
And then you got the orange Miami Marlins guy. What's his story?
So he is at, so any baseball fan will, he's a recurring character, let's just say. So he's a lawyer and he just goes to World Series games, always wearing that jersey, always bright orange. So he's easily identified. It doesn't matter if Miami's in or not. He's there most years. He's been there for as long as I can remember, just randomly just sitting there. You'll see him and always behind home plate. Of course, you've had Geddy lead through the postseason his own. So, and then you have these these jacked guys, bodybuilders. I think I noticed some other news outlets have actually found one of these guys and talked to him, and he's been a big fan. And it's hard not to notice all these people.
Oh, it is so hard not to wonder what the heck is going on behind the plate there, but it's all been fun. All right, game three tonight, of course, and boy, I think the Jays are fine coming out with a split, aren't they?
I think so. I mean, it'll be interesting to see which team will get tonight, the team that puts up 11 runs and whose bats are really loud, or the team that, you know, struggles hitting starting pitching. So
we'll see. 6 o'clock start tonight, and you can hear it here on CJME. Yeah, you see what I did there, Kevin? 6:08 tonight. Hey, it's friends off between Canada and the U.S. president.
Yeah, it is. So we just heard actually new comments from Donald Trump this morning saying that he doesn't plan on meeting with Prime Minister Mark Carney for a long time. They're both in Asia right now they're going to be at the same summit coming up here in just a little bit, but they don't plan on talking to one another. At least Trump doesn't want to entertain Carney. And of course, this is after Trump ended trade negotiations. It's after he promised a new 10% tariff on Canada. We don't know what's happening with that, when that's going to come in. And so, I don't know. But Carney is going to be meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping coming up here.
Okay, more on that ahead with Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom.
Time on my hands, the time spent with-
Well, I don't think Blue Jays fans should be too down this morning. They came up flying in game one. What a statement of Rogers Center.
They put 11 on this dominant pitching staff.
That was awesome, only to have the visitors punch back in game two and even the series of one apiece. It's been baseball at its finest, electric, emotional, expensive. If you want to go, you got to pay top dollar. And joining me now is a Blue Jays fan from Regina who paid top dollar. Larry Fullman joins me. Larry, good morning. Welcome back to Regina. You just got back.
Got back yesterday. Had about 2 hours sleep Saturday night. Got to the airport. There was hundreds of Blue Jay fans at the airport flying back wherever across Canada. Even Regina, we had at least a dozen people from Regina both, going there and coming home on the same flights.
What an awesome atmosphere. And tickets were not inexpensive by no means. So what did you end up paying for the two games? You were there for games one and two.
Yeah, my wife and I for the two games, we were just around $5,000 total. We bought them early and not out of whack at all, Greg. I mean, you go in there, so whatever.
Yeah, I don't think that's bad at all for a World Series where you're sitting behind home plate or behind the foul pole, though.
No. We were about 30 rows up behind the Jays game for Friday. And then Saturday, I went over on the Dodgers side. Sat with a bunch of Dodger fans, which is kind of interesting.
Oh, I bet that would have been. So the Jays take the first. They drop the second. How did the crowd energy shift between those two nights?
Friday night, we got inside the stadium about 2 hours early. And it was packed already, just people walking around eating and drinking. And it was vibrating already. And it was, I'd mentioned before, Friday night was like a frat party. It was just crazy. And Saturday, I'm an old baseball guy. I love Saturday's game with the pitching and all that. It was more like the chess club playing and the strategies involved and just totally awesome and well worth it.
Yeah, you could feel the energy on game one. In fact, I credit Sportsnet. The sound mix was awesome. Did your chest move with the cheer and the roar of the crowd Friday, though?
Oh, yeah. It was just the stadium. It actually vibrates.
Yeah.
It's a lot of concrete, obviously, but with the dome closed, it just vibrates inside.
Larry Fullman's my guest. He was at the Jays, both games in Toronto on Friday night. Be honest, did you shed a tear during the national anthem? That was quite the production. Or were you crying more at the cost of beer? Which was it?
A little bit of both.
What was it like?
Oh, the performance was excellent. Major League Baseball decides who does all that. And a lot of Americans came in for that. And same with the Jonas Brothers Saturday. That's all predetermined months ago. And that was very well also. It was really quite the performance.
You've now witnessed history in person. What was your single favorite moment from those two games? The one maybe that gave you chills?
The Grand Slam. Barger's Grand Slam, bottom of six.
I bet. It just was chaotic with fans cheering. And what about merch? Did you snag any, like a program, T-shirt, memento of any kind, leave behind a large Visa bill at the merch tent or what?
They were so lined up all the time. I didn't.
Yeah.
And then when we got to the airport yesterday morning at 4 a.m., the little store was open and they were half the price of downtown Toronto. And I got a nice World Series Dodgers Jays T-shirt. And I was happy.
That is awesome. Larry Fullman was at the Jays on the weekend. He's back in Regina. You mentioned you sat with Dodger fans on Saturday night. What's that like next to Dodger fans? Was there a lot of kibitzing back and forth, or was it just too serious watching that pitching duel?
A combination of both. Some, like in any sport, some have a little too many pops and get a little mouthy. But all in all, they were polite, and we shook hands after, and why don't you come to L.A. this week and da-da-da, that kind of thing. And and I was just online looking at game 6 and 7, and it's tempting, Greg.
Oh. You went with your wife. Is she as big of a ball fan?
Yes, she is.
Oh, okay.
Big Jays fan. Yeah, she is.
What are you seeing for game 6 back in Toronto for a price?
Oh, you can get them $2,500 a piece.
Okay, well, you're not going to buy it just in case?
Whatever. Tempting, you can buy them on contingency, and so you just tie up funds for a week or so. It's tempting.
So
you can spend $20,000 and sit with Geddy Lee if you want.
So now it's tied, one-on-one, heading back on the road. What's your gut? Are we looking at destiny or heartbreak? And more importantly, are you really tempted to go and see? So what's your prediction here now?
I think Dodgers will take 2 out of 3 in LA, and Jays will tie it up in Game 6 in Toronto, and Game 7 we'll flip a coin and see what happens.
Oh man, that would be wonderful. That has got to happen. And Larry, I appreciate you sharing your experience with us all this morning. That was fun.
Hope I get to call you from Toronto next week.
You will. You'll be my official ambassador on the show reviewing the games. Thanks, Larry.
All right, guys. Take care.
Coming in hot like a wrecking ball, it's Evan Brave. Although maybe that's more like President Trump right now.
Yeah, I was
gonna... he's mad at Canada, the ad that Ontario put out against tariffs. And this morning, he and our prime minister in Malaysia, right? And
that's right. And they've got APEC meetings coming up as well this week.
No meetings with one another.
No, they're going to. It's going to be awkward in the hallways when they pass each other because apparently Trump doesn't want to see Mark Carney.
I think this is just bluster. I really don't think this particular moment in time is not going to really make a huge impact in the long run.
Well, and I feel like we've all become a bit desensitive. Even the markets, Greg, the markets didn't dip the way they did the first time that he threatened this.
Yeah.
So
it's a game from Trump, right? Because last Tuesday he said, oh, I see they're advertising. I probably would have done that too. Mm-hmm. And you and I talked a little on this Friday. You know, someone there in his camp probably leaned on the Reagan Institute to put that out, and he wants to take it away because he was getting bad press. You know, they're wrecking the White House as he's putting his new hall in.
Yeah.
You know, Senate, they're all still closed
down. And don't forget, he's got the big court case coming up next week with regard to
how many times? Yeah, go ahead. Explain.
No, I was just going to say with regard to basically whether or not there's constitutionality to his tariffs.
And how many times have I said to you, I think that's the long game Carney's playing? Because, you know, it's supposed to be about national security he's doing this. Well, over the weekend he said, has another 10% because I don't like your ad.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with security.
No.
That alone, the Supreme Court is probably going to take into consideration the way this is unfolding. It could go against him. He'd have to pay a lot of money back, wouldn't he?
Yeah, although I'll be honest. I'll be shocked if it goes against him. I just don't feel like that's
in the cards.
The court
is stacked in his favor.
I feel like it is. He's appointed a lot of those judges. But, you know, back to the ad that Ontario took out using Ronald Reagan. I mean, number one, there's nothing false about that. It is not misrepresenting what Reagan's words were. In fact, I saw Derek Burney on Question Period this weekend. Derek Burney, former chief of staff to Stephen Harper. Brian Mulroney, back when they did the trade negotiations. So he was there. He was in the room. He knows what Ronald Reagan's point was. And he said Ronald Reagan was all about free trade. So this is, you're right, this is Trump. But, you know, the interesting part of this, too, is to see how the provinces in Canada are reacting. Wahb Kanoo, did you see his commercial? he takes out a commercial basically supporting what Doug Ford did.
Yeah.
It sounds like David Eby in BC is going to do his own commercial on softwood lumber. Meanwhile, Danielle Smith is applauding Doug Ford's decision to take it down. So
I think everyone recognizes, you know, Trump is just throwing it out there, another bomb, and
see what hits, see what sticks.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a little of the conversation, I'm sure, on your show today.
Yes.
What else you got coming up?
Well, I mean, obviously, we'll talk about the Jays. Did you catch the games this weekend?
Did I? Well, I watched with you Friday night. Saturday night, it was not quite as exciting.
Well,
unless you love pitching.
I was going to say, Yamamoto, so good, right?
We don't want to see, you know, if it goes to Game 6, we could see him again.
We will see him again for sure if it goes to Game 6. And I mean, you got to think it's going to.
Yeah.
I can't see either of those teams sweeping the 3 games in L.A., I think it's going to be tough for the Jays. I've got Justin Eisworth on the show this morning. You probably know Justin. You know his
Bernie's
dad,
son.
Bernie. That's right. So Justin just named Baseball Saskatchewan's 2025 Builder of the Year. He's been heavily involved in baseball. He used to pitch at Taft College in California, played with the Red Sox, coached the Red Sox. Now he's a baseball coach and teacher at Martin Sports Academy here in Regina. So,
awesome. Well, great athletes coming out of that.
Yeah, he'll be on the show. We'll talk a bit about that. And by the way, did you hate the calls in the Rider game? You and I didn't even talk about that. We were so focused on the Jays.
No, it was awful. And I can't imagine how, if something like that
isn't corrected. Can you imagine the West Final if that had been the West Final?
I know. It's awful. I don't often complain about the refs, but that was terrible.
Yeah. Well, you should hear Daryl Davis's rants. I played a bit of it earlier. He didn't take a breath in 2 minutes. All right. Evan Bray's back at 8:30.